Chapter 5, Uprooting Our Irrational Beliefs and Self-Talk. Uprooting Irrational Beliefs. It is not enough to merely identify your irrational beliefs. You'll also need to persistently and forcefully dispute, uproot, and remove them. Successfully disputing and uprooting your irrational beliefs and self-talk is essential to managing your emotions. This chapter teaches specific knowledge, skills, and methods for detecting and disputing irrational beliefs, enabling us to achieve increased happiness and success. You'll learn how to detect and identify irrational beliefs. 4 strategies for disputing and uprooting irrational beliefs and self-talk. Positive effects of disputing, for example, increased content and success in achieving your goals. How to use the ABCDE self-analysis and improvement form to identify and uproot your irrational beliefs. How to improve low function tolerance, a core cause of emotional and relationship distress and repeated failure to achieve goals. The difference between rational thinking and positive thinking. Must and should defeat Austin. Austin, a fourth semester college student with a history of poor grades, desperately wanted a college degree, but had an irrational plan for achieving one. While clerking at a convenience store from midnight to 8 a.m., Austin was carrying a full load of classes. He planned to study at the convenience store, didn't have time to sleep, and was unable to attend many of his classes. Austin was exhausted. "I must work full-time because I need the money, and I should carry a full load of classes because I have to graduate in 4 years. I'm already behind in my college grades and credits," he explained. "I have to show my parents how hard I'm working." Austin couldn't be persuaded to modify his plans, and at the end of the semester, he again received mostly D's. Austin must, shoulds, have to's, and irrational plans now contributed to 4 semesters of failing grades. Irrational beliefs and self-talk are major causes of emotional distress and failure to reach goals. Detect your irrational belief and self-talk and then dispute them. See D in the diagram, dispute and ABC view of your emotions. Practice talking back to your irrational beliefs and self-talk. What do they say? Read on. Dispute and ABC view of your emotions. A, B, C, D, E. A, activating event. B, belief and self-talk. Rational or irrational must, shoulds, hot links, 11 beliefs. C, contentment or anxiety, anger, depression, procrastination, and irrational behavior. D, dispute irrational beliefs. E, effects of dispute, new emotions and behavior. More contentment and reduced anxiety, reduced anger, reduced depression, reduced procrastination and coping, and rational self-helping behavior. View 6 cognitive behavioral therapist interviews at www.sosprograms.com. 6 video page. See the devastating effects of irrational beliefs on people's lives. To fully analyze the ABCs of their interviews, a counselor or educator, and the streaming video kit, video lessons guide, are useful. Detect irrational beliefs and self-talk. What's the difference between rational and irrational beliefs? Generally, rational beliefs and self-talk are self-helping, and irrational beliefs and self-talk are self-defeating. Rational and rational emotion behavior therapy means effectively self-helping. Rational beliefs and self-talk are logical, reasonable, sensitive, and logical. Reality-based, based in actual events and observation. Useful, helpful, practical, and useful in attaining my goals. And enhancing, to self, others, and relationships. Helpful, for emotions, reducing anxiety, anger, and depression. Based on preference and wishes, rather than on the three major musts and absolute shoulds. Lacking the five hot links, condemnation and damnation, I can't stand it. It is awfulizing. I'm worthless, always and never. How do you go about detecting and identifying irrational beliefs and self-talk? The best time to detect your irrational self-talk is when you feel anxious, angry, depressed about a problem, when you're upset about someone or a situation. Apply the ABC view of your emotions to the problem or situation that you're experiencing. Detect your irrational beliefs and self-talk when you are upset. Begin with the ABCDE self-analyzing and improvement form presented later in this chapter. Complete the steps in the order of A, C, and B so that you can identify self-talk that is upsetting you. First, determine what you think is the activating event. A. Remember, an activating event can be an actual event or you're daydreaming about that unpleasant event. Second, write in the unpleasant emotions that you are experiencing and any self-defeating behaviors, including what you do or say to others. C. Unpleasant emotion consequences include anxiety, anger, or depression. Unpleasant behavior consequences can include overeating, abusing drugs, exploiting at work or home, and other self-defeating behavior. Third, listen closely to your silent self-talk statements. B. On the form, write your suspected irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. Usually, your irrational belief will be absolute demands that you are placing on yourself, others, or the world. Your irrational beliefs will also be the hot links. You'll need to work hard at detecting your irrational beliefs. Ask yourself the following questions. They will help you to identify and detect your irrational beliefs and self-talk. Questions for detecting your irrational beliefs and self-talk. What am I saying to myself about myself? What am I saying to myself about others? What am I saying to myself about an unpleasant event or situation? Am I using the three major musts or absolute shoulds? I must, he, she, or you must, the world and conditions under which I live must. Am I using any of the five hot connecting links? Awfulizing, I can't stand it, it is. Damnation and condemnation, I'm worthless, always and never. What am I telling myself? What are my thoughts? What's going through my mind right now? What does this situation say about my future? What does this situation say about my education, my marriage, children, job, or status? Why am I feeling depressed just thinking about attending that event next week? What's going through my mind when I experienced that situation? What were several things going through my mind when I was in the bad situation? What am I worrying about? What am I anxious, angry, or depressed about? What are the three things which I'm saying to upset myself? Am I escalating my preferences and wishes into absolute must or must nots? Am I demanding that the word be easy? Am I demanding that the world change to fit my needs or to be an easy place in which to live? Am I demanding that I get exactly what I want when I want it? The three major musts, absolute shoulds, and five hot connecting links are most promising leads for detecting your irrational beliefs and self-talk. Unpleasant events and situations activate irrational beliefs and self-talk. When you can't control much, control well a little that you can. Disputing and uprooting irrational beliefs and self-talk. After detecting and identifying your irrational beliefs and self-talk, your goal is to forcefully dispute, challenge, uproot, and talk back to them. Replace old irrational beliefs and self-talk with rational beliefs, leading to success and to decreased anxiety, anger, or depression. Dispute leads to positive effects, new emotions, and behavior. D. Dispute irrational beliefs leads to E. Effects of dispute, new emotions and behavior. More contentment, add reduce anxiety, reduce anger, reduce depression, reduce procrastination, and coping and rational self-helping behavior. Since past or anticipated unpleasant events and situations activate irrational beliefs and self-talk, the time to dispute these irrational beliefs and self-talk is when you are upset by these unpleasant events. Distinguishing between your stressors, unpleasant events, and your stress, unpleasant emotion, tension. Therapists teach clients for basic strategy for disputing and challenging irrational beliefs. Use these strategies for disputing your irrational beliefs. Four strategies for disputing and uprooting irrational beliefs and self-talk. Logical strategy. Are the beliefs and self-talk reasonable, sensible, and logical? Reality-based strategy. Are the beliefs and self-talk based on actual evidence and observation? Useful strategies. Are the beliefs and self-talk helpful, useful, and practical in attaining my goals? Rational alternative strategy. Are there other more rational alternative beliefs and self-talk? Your goal is to forcefully and deeply convince yourself that your particular rational beliefs and self-talk statements causing you to feel upset are not logical, not reality-based, not useful, or that there are rational alternative beliefs and self-talk. To convince yourself, you need to engage in forceful dialogue with yourself and talk back to your rational self-talk. Vigorously debate with yourself. Argue silently or aloud. Question and challenge your irrational beliefs. How long does that forceful dispute need to last? 5 to 10 minutes is usually not enough time. After you detect an irrational belief or self-talk statement, ask the irrational side of you to present its case. Then ask your rational side to challenge and debate against the irrational belief. Continue the debate with your irrational and rational sides, taking turns. The more resistive your irrational belief, the more often you'll need to engage in these dispute sessions. Continue disputing any irrational belief until you no longer believe it. Forcefully uproot those irrational beliefs and self-talk statements which cause you to feel anxious, angry, or depressed. Remind yourself that you are making progress by acknowledging that your beliefs about unpleasant events are mainly causing your unhealthy emotions. Frequently challenge the 3 major musts and 5 hot connecting links since they are responsible for most of your emotional distress. Use the following dispute statements to uproot your irrational beliefs. When upset, look for the must, look for the should. Dispute statements and questions to uproot irrational beliefs and self-talk. Logical dispute questions. Are my beliefs and self-talk about the situation reasonable, sensible, and logical? Is that self-talk logical and reasonable? If those beliefs and self-talk statements were held by someone else, would they seem reasonable to me? Or is it written or documented that these beliefs and statements make sense? Would a reasonable and logical person hold such a belief? Is it reasonable to believe that such and such will always be this way and never change? Is it logical to believe that I or anyone else is a complete failure because of a failed relationship? Reality-based dispute questions. Are my beliefs and self-talk about the event based on actual evidence and observation? Where is evidence supporting the truth of belief or self-talk statement? Where is there proof for that belief? Where is it written that I absolute must get what I want? Why must she behave the way I very much want her to behave? Why should I do such and such? Where is there evidence that I absolutely must do such and such? What makes me so special that my life must be easy or that I must get what I want when I want it? Is that problem really awful or more than 100% bad? Is it worse than the worst thing I can imagine? Where is the evidence that I can't stand that situation, can't survive or physically go on living in that situation? Where is there evidence that I am 100% worthless, that I have no good qualities at all? I lived without this person before. Is there any reason that I can't live without this person now? Where is proof of evidence that if I failed in one relationship, I will never have a successful relationship? Talk back to self-defeating irrational self-talk. Useful dispute questions. Are my beliefs and self-talk about that incident situation helpful, useful, and practical in attaining my goals? By believing that idea, does it help my depression, guilt, fear, anxiety, or anger? Do these self-talk statements help me perform my job better or enjoy my job more? Does behaving that life must be easy and if it isn't, I can't stand it, help me to reach my goals? Where does that kind of thinking get me? Do these beliefs help or hurt me in obtaining my goals? Does believing that my wife absolutely must do such and such help my relationship with her? What is the value of insisting that my boss must behave differently? And if he doesn't, he should be condemned and damned. Does my continuing anger and resentment over the way I was treated help me? By believing that idea, does it help me to feel better or function more effectively? Does believing that my teacher is completely unreasonable and is a bad person help me to study harder or get more out of my classes? Does damning the driver in front of me help the traffic to move smoother? Does it help my blood pressure? Where does the belief, since I failed in one important relationship, I am a complete failure, worthless, and no good, get me in the future relationships? Rational alternative dispute questions. Are there other more rational alternative beliefs and self-talk? Would preferring or wishing that my in-laws not visit help me feel less upset than thinking that they absolutely must not visit, and if they do, I can't stand it? Will believing that I am a person with some faults rather than a totally worthless person help me feel less tense at the party next week? Does being calm at work help me to do a better job than frequently feeling angry? Would preferring to get what I want be less upsetting than demanding that I absolutely must get what I want? Would believing that I am a person with both strengths and weaknesses help me to relate better to other people than believing I am a complete failure, worthless, and no good? Effects of dispute, new emotion, and behavior. Successfully disputing and uprooting our irrational beliefs and self-talk greatly reduces unpleasant emotions of anxiety, anger, and depression. Rational beliefs lead to healthier emotions, more contentment, better coping, and increased ability to attain goals. Rational beliefs and rational self-helping behavior enable us to set and attain our goals, unburden of irrational beliefs and unhealthy emotions. You will have more emotional energy to invest in relationships, both personal and those at work or school. Rational beliefs and behavior will increase your feelings of happiness and decrease your level of unhealthy stress. Rational thinking enables you to spend less time struggling with your emotions and more time solving practical problems. Dispute leads to positive effects, new emotions, and behavior. Dispute and detect irrational beliefs leads to effects of dispute, new emotions, and behavior, more contentment, and reduce anxiety, reduce anger, reduce depression, reduce procrastination, and coping and irrational self-helping behavior. To learn SOS, you'll need to practice its methods. Set SOS aside. Get a paper and pencil and reproduce dispute and ABC view of your emotion from memory. Begin by writing A, B, C, D, E with wide spaces between the letters. As stated earlier, our rational and irrational beliefs begin in childhood after an individual accepts irrational beliefs from others, such as parents, or creates her own. She tends to continuously re-indoctrinate herself with these irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. She does this by constantly repeating these beliefs and acting on them. By repeating these beliefs to herself, the roots grow stronger and deeper. Once created, irrational beliefs persist in our conscious awareness and are unconscious unless they are actively challenged and modified. You will need to continue detecting, disputing, and uprooting irrational beliefs and self-talk for the rest of your life. In order to live happily and successfully, Particularly, you will need to do this during periods of stress and when you're persistently feeling anxious, angry, or depressed. Merely understanding that you are re-indoctrinating yourself with rational beliefs is helpful, but insufficient for emotional change. A weak conviction that your problems beliefs are irrational is not enough. Deepen your conviction that your problem beliefs are irrational by actively detecting and disputing them. What am I saying to myself, about others, about an unpleasant situation? To strengthen out your emotions, first strengthen out your beliefs and self-talk. Maria managing anxiety with ABCs. A. Activating an event. Tomorrow morning, it's my turn to give a 5-minute speech in class. Activating events can be anticipated events. Activates triggers. B. Beliefs of self-talk. I must do well or I'll be humiliated and feel worthless. I can't stand everyone watching me so closely. Why does school have to be so hard? I'll never be any good at speaking in front of people. Causes. C. Consequences, emotional and behavior consequences. My heart is speeding up. My hands are starting to tremble. And I'm starting to feel sick to my stomach just thinking about giving this impossible speech. D. Dispute. My demanding that I must do well is causing me to feel really anxious. Although I don't like it, I can't stand others evaluating me. My speech isn't great. I can't live with it. Besides, my teacher says I'm improving. Maria ABCDE, self-analysis and improvement form. A. Activating event. Unpleasant event or situation can be anticipated events. Tomorrow morning, it's my turn to give a 5-minute speech in class. B. Beliefs and self-talk statements. Your irrational beliefs and self-talk statements, especially your musts, absolute shoulds, and 5 hot links. I must do well or I'll be humiliated and feel worthless. I can't stand everyone watching me so closely. Why does school have to be so hard? I'll never be any good at speaking in front of people. C. Consequences. Emotional behavior. Your unpleasant emotion and maladaptive behavior. Emotions. My heart is speeding up. My hands are starting to tremble. I'm starting to feel sick to my stomach. Behavior or contemplated behavior. Avoidance of preparing speech. D. Dispute and debate. Dispute your rational beliefs and self-talk, especially your musts, absolute shoulds, and 5 hot links. My demanding that I must do well is causing me to really feel anxious. Although I don't like it, I can't stand others evaluating me. Besides, my teacher says I'm improving. E. Effects. Effects of dispute, new emotions and behaviors. If my speech isn't great, I can live with it. Maria has reduced anxiety and increased self-acceptance. Reduced anxiety can lead to better performance. Dispute and ABC view of your emotions. Simplified illustration. A. Activating event. B. Beliefs of self-talk. Causes. C. Consequences, emotional and behavioral. D. Dispute and detect irrational beliefs. Leads to. E. Effects of dispute, new emotions and behavior. Analysis of Maria's ABCDEs. A. Activating event. Maria is thinking about the 5-minute speech she's giving in class tomorrow. B. Beliefs of self-talk. Maria's self-talk statements contain a major must. I must do well. She also asks herself, why does school have to be so hard? This question is actually a demand that school be easy. She is requiring that school, the world, and the conditions under which she lives be easy, accepting, non-judgmental, and non-critical. What about how can connecting links. Maria is using 3 links. I'm worthless, I can't stand it, and always and never. C. Consequences. Emotional and behavioral. Maria's self-talk is causing her to feel highly anxious, tense, worried, threatened, and to doubt her self-worth. She has significant physical symptoms of anxiety, including accelerated heart rate and minor trembling and nausea. In addition to feeling highly anxious, she is procrastinating and avoiding work on her speech. D. Dispute. Maria is learning to how to dispute and uproot her irrational beliefs and self-talk instead of continuing to believe, "I can't stand everyone watching me so closely." She says, "Although I don't like it, I can't stand others evaluating me." Instead of believing I must do well, she says, "If my speech isn't great, I can live with it." Instead of believing I'll never be good at talking in front of people, she says, "And my teacher says I'm improving." Maria is learning that her beliefs and self-talk are mainly causing her anxiety. My demanding that I must do well is causing me to feel really anxious. What Maria believes and tells herself about her speech can cause greater threat and anxiety than the speech itself. E. Effects of dispute, new emotions and behavior. As a result of disputing her irrational beliefs, Maria feels less anxious, less threatened, and more in control of her emotions. She said, "If my speech isn't great, I can live with it." She is learning to accept herself and to feel less vulnerable to evaluation and criticism by others. A little anxiety helps to focus the mind, but too much paralyzes it, according to the Chinese proverb. By managing her level of anxiety, Maria undoubtedly will think more clearly and give a better speech. Maria needs to continue challenging her irrational beliefs and managing her emotions, especially anxiety. If she doesn't, she could develop anxiety disorders such as social phobia, social anxiety disorder. Anxiety disorders are discussed in Chapter 7. When feeling especially anxious, angry, or depressed, complete an ABCDE self-assessment analysis and improve your form, as did Maria. First, enter what you think is your A activity event. Second, write in your C consequences, emotions, and behaviors. Third, listen closely to your B beliefs and self-talk statements. Then write your suspected irrational beliefs and self-talk. Especially look for your use of three major musts and shoulds, and your use of five hot connecting links, "I can't stand it," etc. To remember the five hot links, remember CIAIA, described in an earlier chapter. Also review 11 common irrational beliefs presented in Chapter 6. Detecting your B beliefs and self-talk statements is the most challenging part of your analysis. ABCDE, self-analysis and improvement form. Low frustration tolerance, LFT. No low frustration tolerance. Low tolerance for frustration is caused by the irrational belief the world must be easy. To increase your capacity to bear frustration, repeat the coping jingle. "I don't like it. That's okay. I can't stand it anyway." "I don't like it. That's okay. I can stand it anyway." Fourth, D. Dispute and challenge your irrational beliefs and self-talk using the method described in chapter. Lastly, write your E, effects of dispute, new emotions, and behavior. Continue detecting your irrational beliefs and self-talk and uprooting these beliefs and self-talk statements causing you distress. Use the ABCDE self-analysis and improvement form whenever you feel distress. Let's look at frustration, frustration tolerance, low frustration tolerance, LFT, and how they relate to emotional distress. Frustration is not getting what you want. It's having your wishes, efforts, and plans blocked. Frustration tolerance is the amount of discomfort you believe you can tolerate. Low frustration tolerance, LFT, is believing that the world is too hard and telling yourself, "I can't stand it's being so hard." Frustration, for example, is driving your golf ball into the rough. Low frustration tolerance is driving your golf ball into the rough and telling yourself, "I must do not get a poor drive, and since I did get a poor drive, these clubs are awful and I can't stand it. I'll never be any good." Apply the ABC view of your emotions to understand your low frustration tolerance and distress. Driving the ball into the rough is a activating event. Your irrational belief and self-talk is, "I must not get a poor drive, and since I did get a poor drive, these clubs are awful and I can't stand it. I'll never be any good." Consequences, both emotional and behavioral, include getting angry at your clubs, becoming emotionally upset, and perhaps playing poorly the next few holes because you are upset. Remember, you primarily cause your own emotions. Avoid blaming the activating event as the sole cause of your distress. Whereas, frustration is normal, part of life, LFT is a major cause of distress, unhappiness, procrastination, and poor performance. To reduce your LFT, work on increasing your tolerance or capacity to bear frustration without becoming emotionally upset. Don't expect to get completely rid of frustration, because frustration events will always occur, and positive effect or frustration is that people often learn to reduce and improve obnoxious events. A rational goal is improving your low frustration tolerance, something within us, rather than expecting to get rid of frustration, the outside world blocking our wishes. Do detect and dispute the irrational beliefs and self-talk causing your low frustration tolerance. Raising your low frustration tolerance. Irrational beliefs causing LFT. It's awful. It's too hard. It shouldn't be so hard. It shouldn't be this hard. Nothing should be this hard. When I fail, the world is unfair and miserable place to live. I can't stand frustration. Difficulties and hassles are horrible, terrible, and awful. HTA. Rational beliefs helping your LFT. It's convenient. It is hard. It is difficult. It's hard, and that's the way it is. There's no evidence if it should be easier. Why should the world be easy? When I fail, the world is as it is. I will improve next time. I don't like frustration, but I can stand it. Difficulties and hassles are inconvenient and unpleasant. Get in touch with your feelings and get in touch with your self-talk, because it mainly determines your feelings. Some people erroneously believe that they can reduce strong feelings of frustration by venting their anger. Becoming angry and obnoxious when frustrated actually increases the likelihood that you'll respond the same way or more intensely in the future. Anger and poor ability to tolerate frustration reduce our problem-solving ability and impair our performance. Becoming angry and obnoxious creates stress in others, often damages important relationships, and may cause others to hold grudge. Improve your low frustration tolerance and reduce your distress. Coping with frustration by raising frustration tolerance. I don't like it. That's okay. I can't stand it anyway. I don't like it. That's okay. I can't stand it anyway. I don't like it. That's okay. I can't stand it anyway. We can't always control frustration situations, but we can control and manage our distress and emotion in reaction to them. This unfortunate man is using coping self-talk to control his frustration. By adjusting self-talk, see the illustration raising your low frustration tolerance. I can't stand it. It is self-talk is major cause of LFT. If you repeat, I can't stand it, often enough, you will come to believe it is scientific fact. When feeling frustrated, use coping statements such as, I don't like it, but I can stand it. And I can put up with things I don't like. Also, remember the jingle, I don't like it, that's okay, I can't stand it anyway. The major cause of LFT is I can't stand it, it is, and the cure is I can stand it. Unfortunately, some people have a great deal of frustration that is not getting what they want. The more unlikely you are, the more you are frustrated by the economy, politicians, etc. The more you had better work on your low frustration tolerance. The more frustration you experience from unfair, unpleasant events and people, the more you can benefit from SOS. The more you are frustrated by unfair people and events, the more you need to improve your ability to bear frustration. This is especially true in times of crisis. After considerable thought, you may decide to take strong or extreme action to correct bad situation. You can take more effective and measured action by first managing your self-talk, feelings, and the capacity to bear frustration. Read, study, practice SOS. Rational thinking is more than positive thinking. Positive thinking. Number one, I will keep my job. Two, my relationship with the wonderful guy I'm dating will continue. Things will work out. Three, my son is going to behave when we go shopping this afternoon, and others will see how well behaved he is. Rational thinking. 1. I don't think I will lose my job, but if I do, I can't stand it, and I will try to get another one. 2. If my relationship ends with that wonderful guy I'm dating, it will be unfortunate, but not awful. I will be able to start another meaningful relationship. 3. My son will probably behave when we go shopping this afternoon. If he doesn't behave, that doesn't mean that he is a brat or I'm a bad parent. Positive thinking. Rational thinking is different from positive thinking. Positive thinking is confidently expecting a positive outcome to problem or life events, believing a situation will improve. Rational thinking is maintaining a realistic and positive view of events, guarding against our irrational beliefs, sabotaging our goals, and effectively helping ourselves adjust to events, even if they become unpleasant or adverse. Simply put, positive thinking is believing that events will improve, and rational thinking is helping ourselves to be reasonably well adjusted, even if events don't improve. Sprayed with mace. One of my college students went to an extreme to find something positive in an unpleasant event. Her mischievous little brother sprayed her in the face with mace. She explained to me, "I'd been having a lot of trouble with clogged sinuses. Getting sprayed with that mace really cleared my sinuses. I haven't had a trouble with them since." Surviving a lightning strike. A woman surviving a lightning strike said that she felt like a lucky person because she was hit by lightning, and she survived. A man also surviving a lightning strike explained that he felt like an unlucky person because he was hit in the first place. How you feel about a bad event largely depends on what you believe and tell yourself about the events. Detect your irrational beliefs and self-talk when you are upset. Which belief system, rational beliefs or irrational beliefs, would you prefer that your child or someone you love live by? Upon which system would you want your to depend during the storms in your life? Dispute your irrational belief until you no longer believe it. Rational beliefs. I'm mainly responsible for my own feelings of happiness and unhappiness, as well as for success in reaching my goals. Life is full of beauty and pleasure, but sometimes life is bleak and grim. I will strive to know the difference between what I can change and what I cannot change. I will work at changing the things I can. When I feel persistently anxious, angry, or depressed, I will work at reducing these feelings. I will work at accepting and coming to terms with what I cannot change. Even when the realities of life are bleak and grim, I will do my best to adjust and live with calmness. Happiness doesn't depend on who you are or what you have. It depends solely upon what you think. Read, study, practice SOS. Harmful irrational beliefs. Other people and events, including early events in my life, mainly cause my present feelings and behavior. Pleasant events and supportive people cause my happiness and my success in reaching goals. When grim events occur, I can't help but feel miserable. I have little ability to control my emotions and behavior when I feel persistently anxious, angry, or depressed. I blame myself, others, or the world. I demand an easy, fair world and pleasant events so that I can adjust and live with calmness. God grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. The Serenity Prayer was probably written by Reinhold Niebuhr. Some credit to St. Francis Assisi with writing it. Grant me serenity, calmness, to accept, to tolerate without demanding it must not be, the things, my practical problems, adversities, and resistive emotional problems I cannot change, courage, determination, to change things, my practical problems, adversities, emotional problems, I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Many people, including therapists, find the Serenity Prayer inspirational for attempting to change bad things and for accepting bad things which cannot be changed. Advice from therapist. Accept the world as it is, without demanding how it must be and awfulizing when it isn't. Strive to accept reality without being passive, condoning, or resigning yourself to dislike parts of your world. You largely not completely create your self-defeating disturbances and have the constructive ability to minimize them and actualize yourself. Use that ability. Minimize your demandingness. The three musts end awfulizing race, your frustration, tolerance, and accepting yourself and others as fallible human beings. Be courageous in changing those things that you can change. Calmly accept those that you can't and have the wisdom to know the difference. Therapy is often helpful to accomplishing personal change, in achieving change more quickly, and determining what can and what cannot be changed. Some emotional problems and disorders are resistive to change. Chapter 11, More Ways to Help Ourselves, presents suggestions for a person interested in seeking professional help. The chapter also states that medication along with therapy is often beneficial. With effort from you, SOS will teach your methods to achieve effective rational beliefs and manage your emotions. You need to read, study the exercises, practice the various self-help methods, and apply what you have learned to your situation in life. Maintaining a system of rational beliefs takes continuing attention and effort. You are responsible for managing your emotions. Main points to remember. Rational beliefs, as opposed to irrational beliefs, are logical, reality-based, useful, helpful for our emotions, based on preferences and wishes, and lack the five hot links. Detect, dispute, and uproot your rational beliefs and self-talk, which mainly cause you anxiety, anger, and depression. Dispute and debate your irrational belief until you no longer believe it. To get in touch with your self-talk and feelings, ask yourself three questions. What am I saying to myself about myself? What am I saying to myself about others? What am I saying to myself about the unpleasant situation? Since low frustration tolerance, LFT, is a major cause of emotional disturbance, work on increasing your ability to bear frustration. The more you are frustrated by unfair people and events, the more you need to improve your ability to bear frustration. This is especially true in times of crisis. When you're upset, complete the ABCDE self-analysis and improvement form to better understand and manage your emotions. Post and learn the serenity prayer. Grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. My first goal is calm. When I encounter a crisis, it is easy to forget this without calm, and all parts of crisis will deteriorate.